I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, somebody, Stevie, that you know very well from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
It's Terry Ford. Terry, appreciate the time, man.
No problem at all, fellas. Thanks for letting me hop on.
Go ahead, Stevie. Well, what do you think about Za'Darius Smith? I mean, that's the reason we have you on. We had you on last year to talk about the pathetic Baltimore Ravens offense and everything that went along with Joe Flacco, who's no longer with you guys. So congratulations on getting rid of Flacco. But, I mean, if watching the film as we've been doing all day, why wouldn't the Ravens want him back?
Za'Darius Smith?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on which Za'Darius Smith you're getting. Now, if you're getting the 2018 Za'Darius Smith, that's the guy you want. The guy before 2018, that might not be the guy you want, especially with, I think the final numbers was two guaranteed years for $34.5 million or something, basically, right, is what it runs down, the guaranteed loot on this thing. Yeah, if you get last year's Za'Darius Smith, great. Before that, not so great for the money you'll be spending. He's very inconsistent before this year. He was a guy that, you know, would have a great game, and then he'd be on milk cartons for like a month. You didn't even know if he was at the game. So his consistency was an issue, and the Ravens typically, they don't pay pass rushers who have big years in the walk years of their deals. They didn't do it for Paul Kruger, didn't do it for Pernell McPhee. You know, if you haven't shown it up until your walk year, and then you blow up in your walk year, they won't overpay you. So that's why Za'Darius Smith is going to be hanging out in Green Bay over Cross.
So then what type of player are we giving? What does he best fit? What can he do when he's right?
Well, the good thing about him when he's right, I mean, he can rush from the outside. You can slide him into the interior. He can get pressure from, you know, the inside and the face of a quarterback. When Za'Darius Smith is playing well, I mean, he's a nice pass rusher when he's playing well. When he's not, again, you don't even know he's on the field. I mean, you're thinking you're playing with 10 guys. So that was his MO until this year. Now, this year, to be fair, much more consistent, 8.5 sacks, had a good amount of pressures. And, again, maybe he's a guy that's now going to pop. I mean, you're hoping that's what's going to happen in Green Bay because right, you're paying him a good amount of money for a couple of years guaranteed. But if you get the Za'Darius Smith in this past year, you're going to be quite happy.
Okay.
Before, not so much.
Okay, so wait a second here. So, I mean, I understand that he you know, doesn't show up till this year. But did he not show up to this year because lack of work ethic, just wasn't playing hard when he was on the field, taking plays off? Like, is there something you could have pointed to that was different from the last couple of years to this year?
Yeah, his girlfriend.
Shut up.
I just made that up. No, here's the thing with him. I think what happened this year with the Ravens, now they were the number one defense in the league in a lot of statistical categories. But what happened this year is they changed defensive coordinators. Dean Pease went off to Tennessee, and he did a really nice job with the Titans. But the Ravens promoted a guy named Wink Martindale. Yes, the game show host. They promoted Wink Martindale, and he got the Ravens back to being, and you guys know this, the Raven football has always been aggressive, punch you in the face. That's always been the Ravens. Well, they got away from that a little bit with Dean Pease. Martindale took over, and they became an attacking defense again and got aggressive again and started doing a lot of things, disguising fronts and disguising blitzes and different packages. And a lot of people think that helps Za'Darius Smith kind of get unleashed because, you know, the Ravens before that were a team that they weren't very aggressive and they weren't attacking. And a lot of people think that a lot of the stuff that went on this past year was because of scheme.
Talking with Terry Ford on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Wendy's Big Show about Za'Darius Smith, newest Green Bay Packer, coming in at 4 years, $66 million. Terry, when you talk about an aggressive style of defense, man, that's what I think of when I think of the old Rex Ryan and Mike Pettine Jets defenses, that they wanted to attack you with a four or a three-man down front, move guys around, and not let you be able to key in on where that pressure is coming from. So you're saying Smith is going to be a perfect piece to that form of a puzzle.
Absolutely, and it's all how you use these guys. And you fellas know this. You watch a ton of football. You know, you see these free agent signings or you see guys get drafted, and then you don't use them to their skill set. or you don't use them in the scheme that worked previously. And so the good news for Za'Darius Smith, he's going to come in, Mike Pettine, Rex Ryan Tree, attacking, aggressive defense, blitzing from a bunch of angles, masking and disguising stuff, sending rushers from everywhere. That is a perfect fit for Za'Darius Smith. And to me, if he's going to continue down the road he did this year, that's the kind of defense he can be in. Because, again, he's very valuable rushing the passer from the interior as well as from the outside when he's right.
No, but, go ahead.
But when you look at that, is part of that, Terry, you think because of a deficiency he has rushing against more premier pass blockers at tackle?
You know, I think it's just because he's got a very unique skill set where he's got a nice combination of some power and some speed. So when you put him on the inside, he can outquick guys, the interior linemen, and can get that little bit of push that you need in the quarterback's face. But he also can go outside and get around folks. I just think that he's very versatile when he's right, and he brings, like I said, a skill set to the table that with the right scheme and with the right DC, you know, they can use him to his full advantage.
All right, Terry, got to ask you about my man Lamar Jackson as well. That Ravens offense with Lamar Jackson was so much fun to watch last year.
I'll tell you what, it was fun to watch, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. Every time he tucked the ball under and turned it upfield and ran into traffic, I was ducking. I was like, please, God, let him get up. So, you know, you're concerned. You know, you're concerned that he's going to get the RG3 hit, right?
Right.
You're concerned. But I'll tell you this about him. And the Ravens are doing something that, to be fair, we had a lot of fun with Joe Flacco last year on the show. Something the Ravens never did for Flacco, they're going to do for Lamar Jackson. One, they're going to build an offense around his strengths, and two, they're going to get him weapons. So they say they're going to build an offense that no one has seen in the NFL. We'll see how that goes, because they have a quarterback who's got a very special skill set, who you saw last year. He can take off and run with it, and you know, looks like a running back. I mean, throwing the football, I mean, he threw it at Louisville. People act like he ran the wishbone at Louisville. He threw the ball 400 times a year at Louisville his last two seasons. So he throws the ball. He just has to get more consistent with his mechanics, with his footwork. If those things can happen, and he can get, you know, he's never going to be Drew Brees, guys. You know that. But if he can get to the point where he's hitting 60% of his passes and he's hitting some plays down the field and he's taking off and running with it and he gets up with his body parts in one piece, this might be quite the dynamic quarterback for, you know, as many years as he can stay healthy. It's going to be interesting to watch here. We've got a nice little science experiment going here.
Terry, we appreciate the time, man. We're pushed up against it. Also, we'll talk to you once the Ravens sign Le'Veon Bell.
I'll be waiting for my phone not to ring on that one. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it. Terry Ford from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.